Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Olivier Sibony's Sophie. I gotta be honest, the title alone makes me nervous.
Right? It's like the book is calling me out before I even open it. But that's kind of the point. Sibony is a strategy professor who's spent years studying why smart people make terrible decisions, and he's figured out it's not just bad luck, it's patterns.
Yeah, and that's actually reassuring in a weird way. Because if the mistakes are predictable, we can do something about them. He calls them the four horsemen of bad decisions.
Exactly. The first one is the narrow frame, when we ask ourselves, should I do this or not, instead of considering other options, like a CEO deciding whether to acquire a competitor, but never asking what else they could do with that money.
Oh, that example stuck with me. The board spent months analyzing the acquisition, but nobody said, hey, what about investing in R&D or returning cash to shareholders? They just framed it as a binary yes or no.
And the fix is simple before making a big decision. Ask yourself what you'd do if that option didn't exist. Or generate at least three alternatives. Even if they're bad, it forces you to think broader.
That's actually freeing. The second horseman is confirmation bias. We all know that one. We seek out information that supports what we already believe and ignore the rest.
Right.
Sibony tells this story about a company that spent millions developing a product based on glowing market research. But nobody checked if customers would actually pay the required price. They just assumed.
And his antidote is the red team, someone whose job is to poke holes in the plan. Or the pre-mortem. Imagine the decision already failed, then work backward to figure out why.
That pre-mortem technique is genius. It makes you confront uncomfortable possibilities before it's too late. The third horseman is short-term emotion. When we're stressed, tired, or under pressure, we make choices that feel right but aren't.
Yeah, like impulse buys at the grocery store, but on a corporate scale. His fix is the 10-10-10 rule. How will you feel about this decision in 10 minutes, 10 months, and 10 years?
That shifts your perspective from immediate emotion to long-term thinking. And if a decision can wait 24 hours, it usually should. The fourth horseman is overconfidence, which is the most dangerous because it stops you from using the other antidotes.
Overconfident people don't seek disconfirming evidence. They don't consider alternatives. They trust their gut. And it's not just arrogant types. Experts are especially prone to it.
Sibony says to make your assumptions explicit, use reference classes, like base rates for similar situations, and calibrate your confidence by tracking your predictions. Most people think they're right 90% of the time, when they're actually right 70%.
That's humbling. And he also talks about how groups can amplify these biases. Groupthink, social pressure, escalation of commitment. It's like a bias buffet.
But his main insight is that we should judge decisions by the process, not the outcome. A good process can lead to a bad result due to luck, and a bad process can get lucky. We can only control the process.
That's a hard sell in a results-driven world, but it makes sense. So my takeaway is, next time I have a big decision, I'm going to actively look for reasons I might be wrong.
And honestly, if you want to dive deeper into these ideas, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Great recommendation. Sophie, this was a good one.
It really was. The book's whole point is that we can't eliminate bias, but we can build systems to protect ourselves from our worst impulses. And that starts with a little humility. We'll see you in the next one.